I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Wednesday is becoming my favorite day of the week. Of course, every day is my favorite day while it's happening. But now that we are doing this show, Mindful Healthy Habits with Tracy and Ellen, I'm so excited to be partnering with Dr. Ellen Ferranti to bring you as much information as we possibly can to help you try and achieve optimal health, whatever that means for you. Try and help you make some decisions about steps to take to have better nutrition, better fitness, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy spirit, healthy finances. And we do want to remind everybody that we are not here to practice medicine. We are not here to diagnose anybody. And we are not even here to tell everybody the quote unquote best way to do things. We're here to present some information that we have found, some research that we have been able to do, some things that have worked for us, either personally or that we have watched other people do, learned about, thought about, talked about, and hopefully give you something to think about and something to look at when making your own decisions, either on your own or in conversation with your own doctor about what your next steps are to get yourself closer to optimal health. We don't have any doubt that having optimal health, feeling healthy in body, in mind, in spirit, in finances is important. Having the freedom to live life the way that you want and yet being mindful about the choices that you're making is certainly the best way to live your life. Yet we're all human. I've been traveling and out going to weddings and graduations and spending time with friends and exploring different types of restaurants. I'll be perfectly honest, I have not stayed 100% true to my program, especially because currently I am trying to lose some weight, and so I should be stricter in my nutrition. And at the moment, I'm trying to live life. I'm trying not to make any choices that will throw me completely off track on my plan. But I may have slowed myself down a little bit in terms of reaching my goals. And that's also okay, as long as I am making those choices mindfully and aware of what I'm going to need to do next to eventually reach my goals. I want to go ahead and share the final piece of the conversation that Dr. Ferranti and I had the other day. We've actually now split that up into three different pieces. So this was still part of our initial conversation about optimal health, health coaching, and what we might like to do with this show. So I'm going to go ahead and launch into that. We'll hear from our sponsors and then just share some other information that Dr. Ellen and I have researched and seen and talked about subsequent to that conversation. Here's the rest of the conversation between myself and Dr. Ellen Ferranti.
You know, my coach tells me that she learns from me all the time. And I definitely have learned from my clients. I have not yet sponsored a coach, you know, so I only have clients who are working with me, but none of them have actually started coaching themselves. But that's obviously the goal. And I'm very close to my own coach and her coach, who is also a mentor of mine.
Well, this is all accountability.
Right.
And accountability is extremely important to achieve a goal until you rewire the
exactly.
mindset.
Exactly.
And are comfortable in that existence and making that optimal health for you.
And for instance, I'm not even sure if I do this the quote-unquote right way. I'm making air quotes as
okay.
I say this.
Yeah.
But for instance, I always make sure that if I know the optimal answer, I don't want to use the word correct answer because
right.
again, there is
exactly.
no correct answer, but if I know the
yeah.
optimal answer, while you are in weight loss, you should never eat this. You should only eat an ounce of this if you eat it at all. If I know those answers, I feel compelled to tell you those answers. Yet again, even while on weight loss, and I know by the way that this is not necessarily, you will lose weight more quickly and easily if you follow the plan exactly right. Also, though, again, we live life.
Yes, and optimal is different for one person and the other person, but at least you empower them and give them choice.
So it's always a choice, and I definitely would rather work with my client on finding something that they can live with. And for instance, though, one of the things I say to them, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to spend money on meal replacements and never lose any weight because you're only kind of halfway doing the diet and then you're never actually achieving. And see, look, I keep using the word diet, even though I told you I don't want to.
Sure.
The plan.
But again, I would assume you achieve that by setting realistic goals with that client.
So I had a client, for instance, who told me she had to have milk in her coffee. Milk is not completely, but for the most part, regular milk, you know, certain amounts of almond milk and soy milk and skim milk are definitely okay. But regular milk is kind of not, even in a small amount. But she just really didn't think she could start her day without milk in her coffee. I said, here's what you're going to do for me. You're going to promise me that the first 2 weeks you were going to follow this plan exactly to the letter of the law, except that you're going to put milk in your coffee.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that and you're happy with the numbers, then you can continue to put milk in your coffee for the rest of your life. If in those 2 weeks you're not happy with your results, then we have to talk about trying to cut out the milk. And again, that's not quote unquote correct.
No, but it worked.
But it worked.
Yeah.
And she was able to start her day with the milk. And guess what? She was incredibly successful and she lost a lot of weight because just having that milk enabled her to stay laser focused on the rest of what she needed to do. And she did it. So I'd rather coach that way. And if any of my coaches are listening, I might get phone calls and yell at me, but, I
no,
don't
but
think
the
so.
The point
but,
here
yeah.
is to say that it can be customized and to, again,
exactly.
get people to make choices and choose
exactly.
to get a health coach.
And full disclosure is if you customize too much, it's not going to work. But
okay.
But and that's why I say to me, we'll experiment. Because you also can't just customize the whole thing. In my opinion, if you choose to do like six things that are customized, then you really don't even know when it's not working what that is. So that's why I say,
well,
like,
again,
do one
forgive
at a
me
time.
For using that word because you're teaching me here also
yeah.
about this, and that is not the right word to use. But know that as a coach, you will think about all of those
right.
factors.
Exactly.
Et cetera.
And I know for me personally, as a client, for instance, I am someone who seems to be more sensitive to carbs. So if,
what does that mean?
It means that if I eat unhealthy carbs, I'm almost guaranteed
like
to
like
the whole box of donuts or a half a donut.
Okay.
I am almost guaranteed to lose weight that week or, you know, not to gain weight that
yeah.
week or not lose. And yet if I have an occasional extra protein or an occasional extra healthy fat, I'm fine.
Yes.
For the most part. So when we talk about customizing, again, when I say fine, I would reach my goal much quicker if I didn't do that either. But if it allows me to live my life to put both olives and dressing on my salad, even though I should choose one or the other,
right.
and I continue to lose 2 or 3 pounds a week while I'm doing it, that's sometimes a choice that I will make. Yet, if I eat a half a donut or even a half a slice of bread, I'm likely not to lose any weight at all. And I'm talking about once a week.
I understand that, but I like the fact that you think about it.
Yes.
You teach people to think about it and make a choice.
Exactly.
And that, again, I go back to the same thing. It empowers people.
Yes.
And it gets them to, and ultimately, I think they will achieve whatever goal they've set. And maybe their goal is one specific point, and then it may change.
Right. Well, and that's part of it too. And that's part of the, cause we technically we check in with our clients every week.
Okay.
Some clients continue to do that forever and ever. Some clients do it some weeks and not other weeks.
Sure.
But part of that too is to reevaluate the goal. And in fact, some of my clients who've had a harder time, I've said to them, like, okay, well, when we originally started talking, you really wanted to be able to, you know, wear that size 6 dress to the Christmas party.
Sure.
Doesn't look like you're going to get there. So what are we doing? Like what
so
do we
again,
want to
you reevaluate
do?
It
exactly
at particular intervals,
exactly,
which makes a lot of sense to me. It's very logical, and I think in this day and age, getting a handle on weight is extremely important with regard to a healthy lifestyle. And here we wanted to bring some of this information to our listeners, and get them to think about this, define health coach, etc. So again, tell us what your company is and how people can get in touch with you.
So the company is Optavia, and I actually am going to encourage you not necessarily to Google and go to the Optavia website where you might become overwhelmed with information. But if you send me an email at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com, and my name is T-R-A-C-I, so that's T-R-A-C-I-S, healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, habits, H-A-B-I-T-S, @gmail.com. We will set up a health assessment, and then I will direct you to the website once I have a chance to talk to you about your goals and what you want to do and direct you in the right direction so it's not just this big, huge conglomeration. If you would like to go to optavia.com, you can go there specifically and just look at it in general. There's places to look for a coach, and you can enter my name and you could find me specifically as a coach, or you could just end up with a random coach if you don't do that. And certainly, again, I don't want to say, oh, don't go to the website. But again, suggest that people talk to a coach first before they let the information overwhelm them, because
it can be overwhelming. And the point is not to be overwhelming. The point is here in Word of Mom Radio is to give the information and help point you in the right direction.
Exactly.
And it's not here promoting. It's not saying, you should absolutely do this. It's to give you information and get you to address the issue. If you have a weight issue, let's do something about it.
Right.
Tracy started some segments, Tracy's Healthy Habits. Take a listen to them.
Right.
My goal is here to teach me as a doctor and for me to help get this information out so that we're all educated. That's part of our, I don't want to say mission, but part of our desire here at Word of Mom Radio.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm happy to come on board to try and get this information out.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
So I hope that we have maybe enlightened all of you about some different things. And Ellen and I are going to continue this dialogue amongst ourselves. We're going to be bringing in some different, sometimes other experts, whether they be medical experts or other coaches. Sometimes there'll be coaches that do something completely different from me. Dory and I have met through the Media Summit and some other things, some guests that I think fit most nicely into this niche, which might just be an interesting different take on a conversation that we'll do on occasion. So, hopefully you guys will like this, and please, you can either email us, tracy.womradio@gmail.com. You can write on our Facebook page or right here on Blog Talk Radio if you have any comments, questions, suggestions of topics you'd like us to cover. This show is really about you and what Ellen and I can do along with your doctor to help you to achieve optimal health. Thanks, everybody. Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dory DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANNACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
As I add to this episode some of the things that Dr. Ellen and I have talked about in the couple of weeks since we sat down and had that conversation, I'm actually sitting in my good friend Fritz Moore's kitchen. He and his wife Atma live here with their baby son Elijah, and Fritz's oldest daughter, Elora, is graduating high school on Monday from here in Seattle. And I'm here visiting. And while this won't air until Wednesday when I'm home, I wanted to get this recorded and up and ready to go just so that I make sure that I'm not too stressed out when I get home. And it's just a beautiful sunny day here in Seattle, Washington. I'm actually recording this on Saturday, June 16th. It will air Wednesday, June 20th. I'm just struck with the beauty of life, and I'm struck with the reasons why we want to work towards optimal health. And the main reason is to be able to feel good and healthy and strong as we get through the day-to-day with the people that we love. And I'm here working on that, and it really makes it clear to me, you know, why exactly it is that Ellen and I are doing this show. She has, since we sat down to talk, put a bunch of different articles and information up on her Facebook page, Wisdom Without Wrinkles with Dr. Ellen. And with her permission, I wanted to share some of the information that she found. She's talked quite a bit about how reading Maria Shriver's blog from today. She puts up this blog every Sunday, and that, or actually, part of Dr. Ellen's Sunday routine is to read this. I'm not sure if that's when it actually comes up. And then sometimes what Maria Shriver is doing is sharing information that she has found elsewhere. And interestingly, there was an article, and it looks like it was actually originally published by Today. And the article was by Robert Powell and Gabrielle Frank, and it was published on May 31st, so just a couple of weeks ago, regarding Alzheimer's and preventing it. And obviously, keeping our brain sharp and not falling into dementia is as good a reason as any to make sure that we stay healthy and maintain optimal health. And this article starts out by saying Alzheimer's can start formulating in your brain as early as your 30s. Follow these tips to change your lifestyle for better brain health. So I thought I'd share that. And honestly, not so much where this is information, but just sort of fuel to the fire of why is it that we should care about having optimal health? Why is it that if we feel good and healthy, do we need to start thinking now about ways to do even better with keeping our bodies, our minds, our spirit, and our finances healthy? The article says most people think of Alzheimer's as an old person's disease, but doctors say it can actually start formulating in your brain as early as your 30s. While that might be a scary thought, there are a few lifestyle changes you can make now that experts believe could impact your risk of developing the disease. One out of every three cases of Alzheimer's may be preventable if that person does everything right, explained Dr. Richard Isaacson, director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell and New York Presbyterian Medical Center in New York City. Isaacson stressed how important it is to make changes now. 20 to 30 years is ample time to make brain-healthy choices. And basically, they give four tips on things that you can be doing with your life that will make your brain stronger and possibly stave off dementia. Exercise regularly at a high intensity. Exercise can protect against Alzheimer's because it not only increases blood flow to the brain, but it loosens up that amyloid plaque, the bad sticky stuff that gets caught up and gunked up in the brain of a person with Alzheimer's disease. Any exercise helps, but experts recommend getting at least 3 hours of rigorous activity a week. Ideally, that would be 2 cardio workouts and 1 strength training session. So let's break out those walking shoes, everybody. Get at least 7.5 hours of quality sleep every night. And I've got to tell you that this is a habit of health that I am well aware is important, and it's the one that I'm probably the worst about. When you sleep, the brain can clean out the damaging amyloid plaques. Turn off the electronics, no bright lights from the screens, no texting, no emails. Have a quiet, dark room and clear your mind. I'm definitely going to work harder on this. Number 3, eat right and eat less. Avoid sugar and processed foods, and you might want to switch to a Mediterranean diet. The brain shrinks as you age, but a study published last year in the Journal of Neurology found people in their mid-70s who consumed a Mediterranean diet, more fruits, veggies, olive oil, and less meat and cheese, lost less brain mass than people who ate a diet more typical of their country, Scotland. A bigger brain later in life is beneficial and could protect from diseases like Alzheimer's. Experts say the best brain diet is comprised of food like leafy greens, whole fruits and vegetables, and while you shouldn't obsess over counting calories, try to aim for 2,100 calories a day. And finally, number 4, get your blood checked every year. Having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes is a way towards Alzheimer's disease. Know your blood pressure, know your fasting blood sugar, know what your cholesterol is. Keep your brain challenged. Today, correspondent Maria Shriver noted, brain exercises have been linked to dramatically lower rates of dementia in seniors. If you needed more fuel to your fire of why it's important to eat right, to exercise, and to keep yourself healthy, I'd say not having Alzheimer's is a pretty good reason. Before I share the last of our health topics for today, I do just want to repeat some information about some performances for shows that we have discussed and or had the participants on as guests. First of all, it's the last week or so to go and see Sister Act at the Westchester Broadway Theater. Dory and I both really loved it and loved sharing some information and interviews with some of the sisters with you on the music episode on Monday. I repeated Zuri Washington and Mary Jo O'Connell singing for us. It just is a really wonderful show. And if you have a chance to go and see it, please go to BroadwayTheater.com. That's BroadwayTheater.com. Tickets for Sister Act through July 1st. Some of the other upcoming performances, this coming Saturday, June 23rd, is An Evening with Julia and Friends, G Squared Productions play reading of 5 original plays. That will be this Saturday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's at Studios 353, which is at 353 West 48th Street on the second floor. Julia Genoveva has been a guest. I will be one of the readers, and Marvin Camille Valentine from the Family Repertory Company, who has also been a guest, will be one of the readers. So that should be a lot of fun. A week from Friday, on June 29th, the Family Repertory Company will be doing a cabaret evening at the same location, 353 Studios, 353 West 48th Street, second floor. And again, I am excited to be participating in that. Other members of the Family Repertory Company who you've heard, most particularly Franklin Cisco Burns, the country singer, will be one of the participants, and several other Family Repertory Company members. It will be hosted by Lizzie Marcano and Darius Avante, who you have both heard also when we shared The Crucifixion. It will be a really fun evening. And finally, the Family Repertory Company will be presenting their series of short stories at the Playroom Theater on West 46th Street on Saturday, July 7th. I had planned to wrap up this show with some healthy habit tips from Optavia, the company that I do health coaching for, and I had also planned to discuss a little bit some of the recent articles that have come up about depression and anxiety as it relates to some of the recent suicides that have taken place. Dr. Ellen has actually published a few articles on this, and I was going to pull some of those up from her Wisdom Without Wrinkles page and share them. And rather than that, what I've decided to do is I'm feeling pretty passionate and emotional about that topic. As you know, we've been sharing David Carreturo's PSA because of his own daughter who took her own life as a result of depression because she was relentlessly bullied in school. And now in more recent times, the suicides of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain have really brought that topic to the forefront, as a lot of people are starting to share their own thoughts about the depression and helplessness that generally leads to the decision that someone might make to take their own life. And rather than share this more scholarly and clinical information, I just wanted to come on and say that there's so much out there, and please visit Dr. Ellen's Wisdom Without Wrinkles site and check out some of the articles that she's put up on the topic. There's a lot out there about all of it, and I think that's great to do. I myself have had some bouts with depression and anxiety. I've been in therapy on and off, taken medication on and off for these things. And so many people that I know suffer from this. And currently, we happen to live in an atmosphere where it seems that isolation and loneliness are becoming more and more prevalent, where people are feeling less optimism and less hope and less reason to feel good about themselves. My work here on Word of Mom Radio, my partnership with Dr. Ellen, my health coaching, my teaching, my theatrical pursuits, all of these things keep me connected and keep me feeling that I have a family and that I have a tribe and that there are people in the world who would notice if I weren't here. And I think without those things, I could very easily have gone down the path Spade or Bourdain or some of these other people. And I have so many other friends that have also descended into the darkness from time to time and felt alone and helpless and unable to connect or reach out. So all I want to say, first of all, is that for anyone feeling this way, you are absolutely 100% not alone. There are so many people that feel like you, and there really is light at the end of the tunnel. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter how many things have gone a certain way, there's always hope, there's always life, there's always love, there's always friends. I know that I personally am here for any of my friends and have begged a few of them that I think do suffer from this to make sure to be in touch with me, to reach out to me. If you have any fear that someone you know may be going through something like this, and just know that it's a very well-hidden disease. Most depressed people don't appear to be depressed. Most anxious people don't necessarily appear to be anxious. We have our stuff together and we're doing what we need to do and we're functioning until we're not. Check on people, talk to people, ask how people are doing, care about the answer. There is a national suicide hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. There's also a crisis text line. So for those people who don't like talking to people but would prefer to have some support via text, if you go to crisistextline.org, there's information there. And 24/7, you can text HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741 if you'd rather have that help via text. But please make sure to reach out. Please make sure to get help. And please, everybody, be kind to each other and loving to each other and tell people you love them. Don't wait. Be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. Make today a great day. Remember, together we can make a difference. Have a great day, everybody.